Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Lord sent his apostles on a preaching tour, not among Gentiles or Samaritans, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They were to preach the nearness of the Lord's kingdom. While they were going among the Israelite people, they were to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Matthew 10:5-8. Jesus instructed the apostles to provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in their purses. They were not to carry scrip for their journey, nor two coats, nor shoes, nor staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Matthew 10:9-10. These instructions may sound strange to the modern ear, but they were intended to strengthen the apostles in their journeys. The apostles were to depend on God to take care of their needs. The apostles were not to take any money in their purses. If they had been going among the Gentiles or the Samaritans, there might have been a need to take money. But they were traveling among the Israelites. The Israelite people had been taught to take care of prophets and priests. They were to show hospitality to all. The New Testament also stresses the responsibility of Christians to be hospitable. Paul admonished the Roman Christians to distribute to the necessity of the saints and to be given to hospitality. Romans 12:13. The author of Hebrews urged his readers, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Hebrews 13:2. Jesus told the apostles not to take scrip for their journey. The word scrip can be translated either bag or wallet. It might be what we call a suitcase, or it might be a bag for carrying bread. Adolf Deismann's outstanding book, Light from the Ancient East, says the bag may have been a bag used for begging for money. Page 109. Whatever the significance of the word scrip, Christ's words show that the apostles were to depend on the people they taught to provide their food, clothing, and a place to stay. That fact is further emphasized when Jesus told the apostles not to take two coats or extra shoes or staves. The word staves is plural for staff. In very simple words, Jesus told the apostles to take only absolute necessities. They were to depend on others for their needs. Jesus explained his reason for restricting what the apostles were to take for their journey. The workman is worthy of his meat. Luke quotes the Lord as saying, "The laborer is worthy of his hire." Luke 10:7. God has always arranged for those who preach or teach full-time to be supported by those they teach. Paul made that truth very plain when he wrote as follows to the church at Corinth. "Even so has the Lord ordained that they who preach the gospel should live of the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9:14. Paul applied the principle to supporting elders who work full-time in the Lord's service. The laborer is worthy of his reward. 1 Timothy 5:18. When the apostles entered a city or a town, they were to inquire who was worthy in that town or city. When they found a family that freely provided a place for them, they were to remain in that house until their work had been completed in that place. The worthy person was one who would receive the message the apostles were preaching. When such a place was found, the apostles were to salute it. That is, they were to speak kindly to the family and show respect for the family. "If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you." Matthew 10:11-13. My friends, all of this was done to prepare the lost sheep of the house of Israel for the coming of the Lord's kingdom. At the time of their preaching on the limited commission, the kingdom was in the immediate future. It was only a matter of months before the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost and filled the apostles. It was on that great day that the church of our Lord was established. What a great and glorious day! Thank you, and may God bless you.